WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police responded to a major crash yesterday around 8 p.m. on University Drive in front of Willie's Ice House, which left one person dead. According to the report, a westbound Buick LaCrosse attempted to turn left into the private drive for the restaurants and failed to yield the right-of-way to an eastbound motorcycle. The motorcycle driver, 24-year-old Zachary Devin Huff of Brazos County, struck the passenger side of the Buick. He was transported to the hospital where he died. The driver of the Buick, who was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries, was ticketed for failure to yield right of way. CSPD does not believe alcohol was a factor. A 36-year-old murder investigation in Brazos County and the first for Sheriff Chris Kirk will be getting some help from the National Geographic Explorer Channel.
In 1981, Virginia Freeman was killed in South Brazos County. She was a realtor here, and she was lured to that site by the killer to show the house.
Kirk says a Nat Geo crew will be here this week filming as DNA evidence in state custody is analyzed.
All the work was done in cooperation between the lab that they were using and the Department of Public Safety, Texas Crime Lab, which is where we've been working with.
The sheriff says there is no cost to the county. For the second straight legislative session, there is an attempt to loosen the lock Austin has on hosting UIL statewide competitions. The president of the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau, Shannon Overby, thanked Senator Charles Schwertner for filing SB 1981, which would require the UIL to select host cities by competitive bids.
His district reaches all the way over to Georgetown, so it's not an A&M College Station in Bryan versus UT Austin kind of a thing.
2 years ago, similar legislation filed in the House died in committee. The state Senate has passed the transgender bathroom bill. Senator John Whitmire challenged the bill's author, Senator Lois Kolkhorst, over why it's necessary now that President Obama's bathroom directive has been rescinded.
President Trump undid that, so we can go
Absolutely.
Back to the old local rules.
So I would say respectfully, Dean, yes to that, except for the direction from the Attorney General was that this becomes a state and local issue.
The bill would force transgender people to use the bathroom that coincides with their birth certificate and block cities from adopting pro-transgender policies. The Senate will vote after the debate. Even the most perfectly planned budget encounters surprises. For instance, a possible cap on property taxes. For the city of Bryan, capital projects including underground water storage and updates from the home to the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers were unplanned when the budget was initially put together. Assistant Finance Director Will Smith on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says they do plan ahead for these things.
Council has directed us this past year with the the adoption of what is the City of Bryan financial management policy statements, and there are fund balance minimums that they have targeted. And that's a specific reason for that. When needs come up, the citizens of Bryan, when those needs come up, we have to be able to be flexible. It certainly makes it difficult, but that's what those things are there for.
Smith says most funds have a five-year forecast, although some are planned out even further. 24 Texas A&M faculty members will return from spring break to receive $75,000 over the next 3 years as the first recipients of the university's new Presidential Impact Fellows Awards program.
We were really looking for a sweet spot that said these are people who've had long enough to establish themselves, but with a little nudge, they're going to be really the change makers in their field.
Provost Karen Watson says the 24 will also be working with mentors in their field.
And we're going to make sure those mentors are engaged in promoting and helping these younger, not always age younger, but professionally younger scholars really be on the right track to make deep impacts in the future.
The new fellows will receive $25,000 each of the next 3 fiscal years to be used to accelerate their teaching, research, and service efforts. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us, be part of the show at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your news this morning around 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
Something big is happening at Big Spirits and Wine on Boonville Road at Copperfield in Bryan. This Friday from 4 to 7, St. Patrick's Day, it's the official grand opening of Big Spirits and Wine. Big Spirits and Wine have invited all their customers, friends, and folks in the community to help celebrate with grand opening in-store specials. Plus, wine and spirit tastings from Rebecca Creek and Rio Brazos Distilleries. Free hot dogs and refreshments and prizes. Don't forget, this Friday at Big Spirits and Wine at Copperfield Drive and Boonville Road in Bryan.
It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sun and clouds today, rather mild. Temperatures up to 65 to 70. The good news is we've got warmer weather headed our way. Bad news is it's going to be accompanied by some cloudiness coming out of the Gulf. Clouds will start to move in overnight, 50 to 55. Clouds breezy tomorrow. Could see a couple of showers during the day, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds and breezy Friday. There could be a shower. Highs on Friday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Now it's time for things you can find wandering around on the Internet.
All right.
That could mean almost anything.
Almost anything.
In this case, it is the most common name for counties in U.S. America. Most common name for counties, Washington County.
Hmm. We have one of those close by?
We do. There's 31 of those. And number two would be Jefferson County.
All right.
And we got one of those.
We do.
Where Beaumont is. There are 26 of those.
Okay.
So there you are. Huh. Little county facts.
Yeah.
We were discussing.
What about Brazos?
Was there, you know, I think there's probably only one of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
we're unique.
Earlier we were talking about the Ides of March and how there was the Gregorian calendar and then the Julian calendar. Okay. Well, here's what happened in 1908. The Olympics were being held in London. The Russian delegation showed up 12 days late because they were using the old Julian calendar. They didn't realize the rest of the world had switched.
I remember hearing about that.
Different times. Different times. Neil deGrasse Tyson, you know him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the astrophysicist, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's kind of become a rock star as astrophysicists go.
Yeah.
Turns out he's a really good dancer. He won a gold medal at a dance meet in 1985 doing Latin ballroom. Huh. He was on the University of Texas dance team.
How interesting.
Really?
Yeah. That's why you listen, so you can find out stuff like
fun
that.
Fun facts like that.
You know it. All right, so hacking in the news for all the wrong reasons. Nothing good ever happens out of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so four ways to deal with gadgets that can really spy on you.
Okay.
Put tape over your computer camera.
Yeah, I heard about that one. Okay.
Oh.
I know you. But we've talked about this. The television that was
watching
spying
you.
On you.
Yep.
So, there. Don't let every phone app track your location.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, some of them don't have the same level of security as do Facebook and Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
So just don't do that. Update your phone software. We were talking about that the other day because my wife was updating her phone. She has an Apple phone.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently better than 95% of the people who have Apple phones update their software.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me that Android is lower than 10%.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Well, I think Apple will also try to automatically do it while you're sleeping.
That's true. That's also true.
They don't really give you an option.
Which, again, kind of creeps you out a little
bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just so you know. But
I don't know because I've never been an Android user, but I feel like Apple really pushes and they're like, oh, you have to do this to get the update. You know, new emojis. They always slip in some kind of incentive besides just the typical cleanup.
Yeah.
Free ranch dressing.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly.
It's always a good idea, though, because like you're saying, I mean, that one of the reasons they give you software updates is to fix security bugs. You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's it. Turn off your phone's voice recognition feature.
Ooh.
Newer phones have a hands-free option, so you don't have to push the button to ask a question. Like the new iPhones, you can just say, hey, Siri.
Yep.
Okay, and she'll respond. Meaning, she is always listening, waiting for you to say something. which, you know, could be good, mm-hmm. could be bad. But, you know, listeners can then hack in as well.
Right.
And then your bit of info this morning.
That was, poor girl.
Really? Yeah. Did you catch that, Chelsea?
I was listening, but refresh my memory.
Yeah, well,
it was 2 hours ago.
It was a girl named Alexa Siri.
Oh, yes, I did. I did listen.
And it was actually kind of hard to record it this morning because every time I kept saying, hey, Siri, my phone would go off.
Ah, really?
Yeah. I'm going to put you out in the hallway so you can't interrupt me, right? Yeah. It is strange.
I had to put it like across the room.
All right, here we go. Take this one with you. More men than women like teddy bears. As a bed partner.
Okay.
How do you like that? Rather than sleeping alone, according to Travel Lodge.
Okay.
Travel Lodge asks you this. 15% of the women reported that they would take a teddy bear to bed. As many as 20% of men said that would be okay, too.
That's interesting.
It is.
I have a teddy bear.
Do you have a teddy bear?
I do.
Is it a big teddy bear or
no.
a little teddy bear?
No, he's like a normal-sized teddy bear.
Right, see, I don't, so this study doesn't...
Now, I don't necessarily, like, cuddle with him at night. He's just in my bed.
I got you.
So
right.
sometimes he ends up, like, in the corner or whatever. Sometimes my dog ends up sleeping on top of him,
dog likes it.
Yeah, Coda really likes him.
Exactly, yeah.
But, yeah, he's always there.
All right, there you are. So that's guys like teddy bears.
Okay.
So there. All right, on TV tonight. Well, let's see. It's the basketball tournament, right?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the basketball tournament. I think I have a song. I'll have to see if I can find. I have a March.
Wait,
Madness
so it's
song.
Started, but aren't brackets not due till tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Are they doing like? Play-in still?
Yeah, maybe
play-in
games?
Like having to play to get into the tournament? I know there's a few of those.
Okay.
So maybe that's what these are, and then the bracket will actually start tomorrow. Yep. Yeah.
So March, the tournament results in $8.9 billion worth of illegal bets going on.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. And let's see what else. Well, and you're right. Do we have one going on here?
Up at the office?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that the Zone is doing their, like, March Madness, Zone Madness thing where, listeners and also can submit things.
Yeah.
I don't know if I haven't heard about any that we're doing just among the coworkers.
Wait, when Tom worked here, he would always, after the first weekend, he would have a second chance bracket.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Just an opportunity
nice.
For people to feel better about themselves after they'd done such an awful job before.
Mm-hmm.
So there, we got that going on for you. Well, I can't find my song right now, but I have a March Madness song, so we'll do that a little bit later on. Survivor on tonight. It's new. Teams have a tribe swap. What does that mean? Do we know?
I guess that means some people from one tribe go to the other.
Okay, and it says the game starts from scratch for one set of players. I'm sure it's a fine show, and I know that there are probably people who watch it. Voices on tonight, two-hour special.
Oh, okay. Two-hour special. It's always 2 hours.
Highlights of the blind auditions with never-before-seen footage.
Ooh.
And a sneak peek at next week's battle. So, it's kind of the way I
incentive.
Feel about it. So there. here are March Madness facts.
Okay.
Okay. H.V. Porter, an official at the Illinois High School Association, which later became the Basketball Hall of Fame, was the first person to use March Madness to commemorate a basketball tournament. Porter published an essay called March Madness in 1939.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. So... during his period, also the term has been used exclusively to state high school basketball tournaments up until 1977. They published a book about their tournament in Ohio, and they called the book March Madness in 1977. Fans began connecting the term with the NCAA tournament in the early 1980s. Evidence suggests that sportscaster Brent Musburger.
Brent.
Yeah, who had worked for many years in Chicago prior to joining CBS, popularized the term during the annual tournament.
Mm.
Only in the 1990s did the NCAA think about trademarking the term. And by that time, a small television production company named Intersport had beaten them to the punch. I guess they came up with some sort of a settlement, and that's what happened there. Now, as far as Final Four is concerned, Some claim the phrase Final Four was first used to describe the final games of the Indiana High School basketball tournament.
Okay.
But the NCAA, which has a trademark on the term, said that Final Four was originated by the Cleveland Plain Dealer sports writer Ed Che in a 1975 article that appeared in the official collegiate basketball guide. The article stated that Marquette was one of the Final Four in the 1974 tournament. So, Final Four and March Madness, and that's how it all came out.
And don't they have, like, trademarks on all of the things, like Sweet 16 and Elite 8 and all that stuff?
And three-peats.
A ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, who
Even other sports in the NCAA can't use
the singer? Was it 2 years ago that they were going to do One Shining Moment by somebody else?
I have no idea.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, no, they tried to roll it out early.
Okay.
And there was such a firestorm about this that they'll probably never do it again.
Right.
And so there'll be people who will be watching who've never even heard Luther Vandross sing anything else, but they'll hear him sing that because he had the definitive version of it. So that's, as I was hearing the story about that, I forget who the group was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some guy's going, "Hey, man, I'm gonna be a star because it's gonna be my version of One Shining Moment that's gonna be on when it's all over." And the firestorm was such that they decided not to do that. All right, there you go. It's 8:20.
For Kashinka with your money now. Retail sales barely inched ahead in February, a sign of consumer caution that may be linked to a short-term delay for some tax refunds. Sales at stores and restaurants increased 0.1% from January, the weakest gain since August. A judge in South Dakota has cleared the way to trial of a lawsuit claiming ABC News' pink slime coverage caused $1.9 billion worth of damage to the business of beef products, which makes the meat product tagged with the term. The judge threw out defamation claims against anchor Diane Sawyer, but left standing accusations against ABC News and another journalist. Credit scores for millions of people may soon increase due to two major changes in credit scoring. Starting July 1st, the three major credit agencies are dropping a certain negative information from credit reports, including tax liens and civil judgments. According to FICO, out of the 200 million people with credit scores, 12 million consumers will see them increase in July. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman Association invite you to the 2017 Blinn College Clays Shootout, Friday, April 7th at the Boswell Porter 4-8 Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters are Blue Bonnet Electric Cooperative and McCoy Workplace Solutions. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online at foundation.blinn.edu or call Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
It's madness, I tell you. Madness. And it's all March long.
So, what's up with him?
Oh, he just heard about the Paradise Oasis Pools March Pool Sale.
Okay, so what's the big deal?
For the entire month of March, Paradise Oasis Pools is offering an in-ground pool with decking and all Hayward pool equipment with PebbleTec pool finish for only $32,000.
That is madness.
To see these beautiful pools and take advantage of this madness in March, go to ParadiseOasisPools.com. Some restrictions apply.
Sheets that cool. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. A thin sheet of a new kind of plastic can cool objects by 10 degrees Celsius or more without using any energy. It's not magic, it's radiative cooling, the same effect that can cause black ice to form on roads on clear nights, even when the air temperature is above freezing. In the journal Science, University of Colorado Boulder researcher Yao Zhai and his colleagues describe a plastic film embedded with microscopic glass beads that increase an object's ability to radiate infrared energy.
We can use our film to cool a panel of water, and the cold water can be collected and cool buildings like the office, our residential house, or even the thermoelectric power plant.
The sheets could also cool solar panels, allowing them to operate more efficiently. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry, I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Ah, gotcha. Well, now's the time to get the perfect Toyota just for you. And choose from low APR financing and great lease offers through April 3rd.
Does that apply to Camry?
Yes, and lots of other popular models like RAV4, Prius, Corolla.
Wow! Shh.
Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Tundra?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys!
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
825, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's time for some jokes. We haven't done jokes in so long
figure
that it's time to do that.
Well, we're just so funny and like a normal basis.
Just regularly. You know what?
Yeah. All right, so here we go. Two men meet on opposite sides of a river. One man shouts to the other, "I need you to help me get to the other side." The other guy says, "You are on the other side." Okay, never mind. Okay, so have you heard about the new corduroy pillows?
No.
Oh, they're making headlines.
Nah.
I can't figure out why the baseball kept getting larger. Then it hit me.
Man, you are on a roll.
Why did the old man fall in the well? Because he couldn't see that well. Okay. People say I'm addicted to brake fluid, but I can stop anytime I want. Okay. So what if I don't know what Armageddon means? I mean, it's not like it's the end of the world. And why did the pirate? This is just for you, Chelsea, because you're really participating
okay,
here.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, I know. What happened when the pirate attempted to recite the alphabet?
He got stuck at the letter R.
No, he got lost at sea. There.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, I know. Well, you see, I mean, the next time you see a little kid, you need to
tell
a little kid joke. There you go. You can do
perfect.
That.
Perfect. I'm glad All I'm right. prepared.
Right. Well, word broke this week that John Cena, and Nikki Bella will be teaming up to face The Miz and Marcy in one of the matches on WrestleMania 33 coming April 22nd.
Man.
Yeah, I know.
That pumped.
The
sad thing is I actually know like 3 out of 4 of those people.
That is sad.
Yeah.
See, now Cena and Miz were the main event back at WrestleMania 27 in Atlanta back in 2011. And Miz won that match to retain, of course, the World Heavyweight Championship.
Of course.
Now, some of the other matches will include Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. That's for the Universal Championship. And then, of course, Bray Wyatt against Randy Orton. That'll be for the WWE Championship. Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens for the U.S. Championship. And Bayley versus Charlotte versus Sasha Banks for the Raw Women's Championship.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got that going? Right.
Yep. Right.
I read this over the weekend, and I forgot to talk about it, but they have a story today. Ohio State University has – see, here's the deal. Tires for your car are more than just rubber, okay? They use this stuff called carbon black. That is a petroleum-based filler. And carbon black is used in a lot of things, but what happens is that's getting harder and harder to come by. So they need to find something else to put in tires rather than carbon black. They're going to use eggshells.
Huh.
Eggshells. Now, here's the, I mean, I don't know how many billions of eggs, I think it probably said in the story, how many billions of eggs we use in U.S. America, and that stuff ends up being waste or... I mean, you could use it for, I've heard you can grind it up and it's a calcium.
Good for like composting and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But now they'll be able to actually sell the eggshells. They won't be using the petroleum-based carbon black as much. And so that'll be a good thing. And the other thing that they're also using is tomato peels.
Okay.
So they're going to use eggshells and tomato peels.
So where are they going to collect the peels and the shells
now,
from?
The
like
shells,
restaurants?
The shells would be pretty easy to do. I mean, yeah, that's what's going to happen is I guess those people will have to take one more step.
Right.
But if you think about it, there are a lot of, and I think this article said about 50% of the eggshells are taken from manufacturing processes. In other words, places use eggs for making food.
For whatever.
Some sort of a commercial venture. So there'd be tons and tons of eggshells.
Lots of them.
There. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're not going to be recycling
our eggshells.
I don't think so. I think I have a little bit of trouble. But I just thought that was a really interesting deal that they could use eggshells and tomato peels to make car tires. And so, as a result, could save us a little bit of money and certainly could be...
We'll be driving on eggshells.
Yeah!
If you're like many concerned parents, you've installed internet filtering on your computers or router to block online porn and violence. And now, we have the first reports how it's working. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The good news? Internet porn filters work, but not that well. The filters add hundreds of porn website addresses to their databases each day. But there's a problem. Your home computer and Wi-Fi network is only one of the many paths kids have to the internet. Researchers at Oxford University found that despite parents' best efforts, frightening videos, some made by terrorists, pornographic images, and even online strangers still get to kids through smartphones, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and hundreds of other gateways into our homes and families. As a parent, you cannot rely alone on the very technology that can harm your kids to protect them. There's still no substitute for you. Know exactly what your kids are doing online. The latest tech news 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Five times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners, or a Sunday with five times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. One person is dead and another in the hospital after a major crash last night in front of Willie's Ice House on University Drive. College Station police report a Buick LaCrosse attempted to turn left into the private drive for the restaurants and failed to yield right of way to an eastbound motorcycle, which struck the passenger side of the vehicle. The driver of the Buick was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver of the motorcycle, 24-year-old Zachary Devin Huff of Brazos County, was transported to the hospital where he died. There is another attempt in the state legislature to allow all cities and not just Austin to host UIL statewide championships in high school athletics, academics, and music. Shannon Overby, the president of the Bryan Convention and Visitors Bureau, says she could take advantage of the CVB's preferred access agreement with Texas A&M for discounted rates at campus facilities.
We've got a great facility with the NFC. We've got a great performing arts facility that would serve as classrooms at Texas A&M. And there's theatrical events that could be held at Broadway Theater. There's music and marching band competitions, all kinds of things.
SB 1981 was filed by Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos County. In light of some state lawmakers continuing their push to cap how local governments can raise property taxes, comes the question, where does a city find extra money when unplanned expenses occur? The City of Bryan's Assistant Finance Director, Will Smith, answered this question during his appearance on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
About 50% of the city's general fund budget, give or take, depending on what year you're talking about, is based on sales tax. You and I both know that sales tax is very volatile.
Smith says funding projects like the Downtown Bryan Association and the Brazos Valley Bombers Field comes from hotel occupancy tax funds, which has seen an increase over last year. The first murder investigation for Chris Kirk as a Brazos County Sheriff's deputy, which has gone unsolved since it happened in 1981, is getting more attention from two sources.
I actually did all the crime scene photography on that case and have followed it, obviously, through the years.
A local realtor, Virginia Freeman, was killed while showing a house in southern Brazos County. The sheriff says National Geographic Explorer is paying for its own DNA analysis to identify the possible killer. A Nat Geo crew is here this week to film the episode, and the Texas Department of Public Safety has reward money for information leading to clearing this cold case. Out of 2,100 faculty members at Texas A&M, 24 have been selected as the first group of Presidential Impact Fellows. Provost Karen Watson says the recipients have taught long enough to establish themselves, but with this nudge will become change makers in their fields. Each of the recipients will receive $25,000 each of the next three fiscal years for a variety of projects. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 49 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
If you've been thinking about changing banks, why not give us a try? We really do make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Yeah, your toilet's definitely clogged, but I think I found the problem. Sir, is this your action figure?
Yes, I sent him in to check out the pipes.
As a small business owner, you've got enough to deal with. Let the experts at Progressive insure your business so you can focus on more important things. With over 30 commercial auto and business coverage options, we'll build a plan that's right for you.
I got something else. Are these toy cars?
Had to send in backup.
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
8:37, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
Sun and clouds today, rather mild. Temperatures up to 65 to 70. The good news is we've got warmer weather headed our way. Bad news is it's going to be accompanied by some cloudiness coming out of the Gulf. Clouds will start to move in overnight, 50 to 55. Clouds breezy tomorrow. Could see a couple of showers during the day, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds and breezy Friday. There could be a shower. Highs on Friday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's Wednesday. Let's head over to Austin, and State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us this morning. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Well, lots of testimony yesterday, and familiar faces from around our neck of the woods. We'll talk about SB2 in just a minute. Let's talk about SB6 first. That was passed yesterday, and there was some discussion about that and quite a bit of hearing. So give me your thoughts there.
Well, you know, we've had conversations about this already, but SB6 is about privacy. And you know, I think families and mothers and fathers, when they send their children off to school, they anticipate and expect really that there'll be privacy and dignity in changing rooms and dressing rooms and private facilities. And so the bill speaks to that, and I think it's important that the dignity and the privacy of individuals is protected, and that's what that bill does.
Well, one of the discussions, of course, yesterday was that the Trump administration has basically changed the directive that took place under the Obama administration. So why was this necessary to be passed?
Well, it did. And, you know, this started by the Obama administration passing an executive order through the Education Department, U.S. Education Department, that children should be accommodated based upon their gender identity, which would allow young men to enter women's dressing rooms and changing rooms and vice versa. And that's kind of a upheaval of prior policy. And that was rescinded by President Trump. But in the new directive from the federal government, it says that states should take action on it if they feel that it's appropriate. And that's what we're doing. I think this is an issue that does need to be handled in the Capitol, in the legislature, so that each individual school district doesn't have to go through a very agonizing discussion, debate about how they should handle and accommodate and appropriately accommodate individuals that identify as transgender individuals.
Well, of course, it'll all come out in the wash. I know there are people who are concerned that this will cost Texas business and conventions and such. We'll see.
Yeah, I think we talked about that. The lieutenant governor from North Carolina, mm-hmm. Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest, he came and testified for the committee and really gave a glowing report of the economic growth of their state and their GDP being up and their sales tax revenues being up. So certainly there might be some companies that feel like they would like to change, but in totality, I don't think it's going to have much of an effect at all.
State Senator Charles Werner joining us from Austin. Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station, will join us in a few minutes when we conclude this interview. He
saw him yesterday.
Yeah, I know you did. He and a lot of people were there to testify, having to do with Senate Bill 2. That's Senator Betancourt's bill that would talk about a property tax cap. Clearly, there are a lot of cities and other taxing entities that are concerned about this. Tell us where you feel about this.
Well, there's a lot of individuals that are homeowners that are concerned about it as well, and we heard a lot of testimony from them about rising property taxes. And again, this is the totality of the taxation. Each entity, whether it's the city or the county or the SUDs or the MUDs or the hospital districts, they levy a tax, and you know, those taxes are borne and paid for every January by the taxpayers. And this rising at a rate that is really pushing people out of their homes. I think it should be harder to raise taxes than it is to cut spending and putting in place certain levels before you have to ask the voters for approval to raise that rate is appropriate. And right now that level is set at 8%, and you have to have a petition for rollback election. And what we passed out of the committee would lower it to 5% with an automatic rollback election so that the citizens really are having the final say over their tax bills. And I think that's appropriate. That's not just local control. That's taxpayer control of this issue.
Should if you look at your tax bill, the largest taxing entity are the school districts. There's no doubt about that. Should that specifically be addressed in your view?
Well, yeah, I would have liked to have seen it addressed in the bill, yes. And, you know, I'm not the author of the bill. There's been discussion about how to handle the ever-escalating, not just taxation of school districts and you know, every tax entity, but also the indebtedness in the bonds that are passed and the long-term financial commitments that taxpayers are going to bear regarding school districts and municipalities and county government.
Austin is one of the few cities in Texas that no longer allows Uber or Lyft under current regulations. That has been addressed this week. Give us your thoughts there.
That's right. It was a very, very lively discussion yesterday, and I was proud to author that bill that would put in place a statewide framework for fair, consistent, and limited regulation of ride sharing. This is about mobility and safety and allowing individuals economic liberty to use their personal property for economic gain as drivers.
Give me your thoughts. This is an opportunity to discuss the whole idea about legislation coming from the state level when quite often it can be settled on the local level. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to 2 years ago when basically a law was passed that that did not allow the city of Denton, for instance, to ban fracking. Mm-hmm. When do we draw that line where the state should be the overseer of regulation and cities and counties should be?
Right. That's a great question. And, it affects state issues, and certainly transportation and safety are state issues, and economic liberty and protection of our rights are state issues. And so, therefore, I think, the state has a vested interest in responsibility to weigh in on these issues when you have municipal overreach.
Well, and one of those was texting while driving. That was Senate Bill 31. Now, you voted against that, I believe.
I was one of three.
Explain your thought on that vote for us.
Well, I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I've put together many, many individuals that have tragic accidents, distracted driving, drunk driving, reckless driving, texting while driving. And so I think I know more than most of effects, and certainly there's heart-wrenching stories and individuals that testified. But the bottom line is we have on the books laws against distracted driving and reckless driving. And so where do you draw the line? Do you start passing laws that prohibit people to put on makeup or eat in the car or change a channel in the car? I think a more all-encompassing law that we have currently on the books needs to be enforced, and that we don't need to kind of do piecemeal laws to make someone feel better. This is certainly an issue, but what we have now needs to be enforced rather than passing new laws that really are not accomplishing all that much.
Finally today, I'd like for you to talk about a bill that you're sponsoring, Bill 1981, having to do with UIL competition being out for bids. Your thoughts there.
Right. A lot of people don't realize that UIL is under the UT system and was founded by UT in 1910, and I really think the playing field is on level as to where the competitions are held. If you look at the list, for instance, some of the biggest ones like track and field and softball and academics are all at UT, and A&M only got tennis, and so I think A&M has wonderful world-class facilities. And we need a competitive bidding process that really recognizes the other institutions that should and could accommodate as hosts these UIL events. And so I want to bring that to the legislature and try to get that tilted playing field more level.
Well, I think you're the star of the day at our Convention and Visitors Bureau after that. They liked that. That obviously would be
right.
Good for
our it's just right for A&M is every bit on par and in many ways superior to UT, and should be recognized as the ability to host these type of UIL events.
Well, you put that bid process out there, the UIL actually might end up getting some things that they don't get now as cities try to get that competition in there. I think it would be good for a lot of cities to be able to do that.
Yes, sir.
Anything else important that we need to be chatting about this week?
Well, the budget's continuing to move along.
Yep.
We're marking it up in committee today and tomorrow, and I think we'll get it on the floor toward the end of next week and get it passed. So that process is continuing. That continues to obviously be the biggest obligation of the legislature is to pass the budget for the next 2 years. And that issue is continuing to percolate, and it's going to come to a head eventually.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us each week while the legislature is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Senator.
You bet. Say hello to the mayor for me.
I'll do it. All right, thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. That's the senator. Now here's the mayor. So, yeah, you were over there last night. About what time did you testify?
Oh, about 9:45.
Okay.
I got there at 6:30 in the morning waiting for the doors to open.
And you weren't the last. There were people behind you, too.
Oh, there were a good 100 people behind me.
Didn't do any good.
It didn't do any good, and I mistakenly thought that, well, hey, if I'm one of the first half dozen or so to sign in, I could be one of the first half dozen or so to testify.
They staged it, though, I guess, in different ways, right?
And well, yeah, the politics is observable, let's put it that way. So the senators who author the bill, Senate Bill 2, stacked the deck in the morning with just those who supported their side. Even later on in the day, as senators tend to get up and go,
sure,
grab a bite to eat, take other care of other necessary functions,
right?
And that gets passed on down. Well, that senator then would take a look and go through all the cards of witnesses who had signed up and mm-hmm. look for folks from their district.
Sure.
All right.
Makes sense.
Unfortunately, those weren't any of the folks represent us.
Well, again, and because, for instance, Senator Schwertner had to go be in other hearings as well. What happens. It's difficult to do because there's so many amendments having to do with the bathroom bill that went on and on and on, and just it slows the process. But the bottom line is that they passed it. Now,
they did.
This causes a hardship, and you and I were talking off the air, and we discussed it earlier this morning. I mean, you hear about ARP losing $4,500, the city of ARP, and Allen is the place where they're building million-dollar football stadiums. And so the number of zeros is different, but the same problem exists. And the senator said it's not his bill, so school districts aren't really part of this. We're just talking about counties and cities.
I mean, you look at the overall impact, and I think we've done our number crunching here in College Station, and the bill would impact our individual property owners at about $1.35 a month. The downside, though, that has an even greater impact is that when you bring in this kind of uncertainty into a city's budget, the bonding agencies then lower your rating. And the lower your rating, the higher your interest. And we're talking large dollars here. So that means that money then, in order to do the same kinds of things that we would otherwise try to do, now some of that additional cost gets passed on to the taxpayers in the way of, say, $7 a month or more. It's the unintended consequences of this bill. I know I'm going to be going back to Austin because now it's come out of committee. And whether it's to meet individually with senators and then later on House representatives when it gets turned over in that direction, the message is going to be the same. If that Senate bill were in place in the previous legislation, this year College Station would have lost $1,050,000. And I think I mentioned it earlier when I was on the air with you that would have been 12 police officers and their equipment and training and everything else. New police officers that we need, that we're short of, still not completely meeting our needs according to the various international associations. And I think it's important, too, as senators take a look at all of this. And yes, we heard testimony, and unfortunately, some of the testimony was, I'll just say, very staged. Because some of the folks who were testifying, yes, their property taxes went up, but what really went up was not their city taxes nor their county taxes, but it was their school district taxes. And that's because the state has yet to find a good solution to satisfying the needs of our schools. And we're going to have to take some hard looks at that and see how we can do it. The more you erode with property taxes, I mean, Forbes tells us, the state of Texas is 46th to 48th, all right, in lowest overall taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you keep taking away property taxes, what are you going to have to support your cities?
Mm-hmm.
And we did hear from one witness who said that she believed that the cities were created by the state and are subservient to the state. Whoa. That got quite a reaction in the gallery.
Well, and as we discussed that with the senator today, where does the state decide that they're going to be having laws that will affect cities? It's anecdotal, but I do want to mention it because you said it today, and then Mary Lynn Strada from the city of Bryan said it as well. I don't necessarily think that we need to talk about this in terms of police officers that we would not have. Correct. I think we have to be responsible to know that there are other places where the budget is cut. It's just an anecdotal thing, but I know that that's a very emotional way to do this. But the bottom line is there has to be a solution, and there are two sides to every equation. Does the city then have to start looking at cutting expenses? Not cutting people, but cutting expenses.
Oh, sure. And we did that several years ago when we had the downturn in the economy. We cut 59 positions.
Right.
And now we see the cost of cutting those positions. For example, code enforcement was an area that took a huge hit. Economic development was an area that took a very huge hit. We essentially eliminated our economic development arm back then because we were fortunate. We had a city manager and an assistant city manager who had good economic development background. But that still meant that we didn't have the resources to go after economic development. And today, that means we're a little bit behind the eight ball from where we could be today. And again, sales tax is one of the areas where we get the greatest return. So now we've really got to push even harder, seeing that this 5% potentially could come back at us and be our limit, right? And go ahead and try to get as much commercial development as we possibly can, reasonably done in appropriate areas, but work hard to get that done.
Yep, those are the problems they've got. Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, glad to do it.
All right, that's Mayor Carl Mooney. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Dayhill. Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, and local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
His name is Chris Holler. And if you've been to an Aggie basketball game or other places around town, you know who Chris Holler is. But for right now, we'll just tell you he is the guy who directs the Hullabaloo Band at the basketball games. He's also a drummer. We'll talk about him in a minute. But first off, he talks about the Hullabaloo Band. These are folks who just have a passion for music and want to play it in college.
That's right. They're just what we call non-reg students, and who from all different majors, who are previous high school band students, who just want to continue playing in college. And the Hullabaloo Band gives them an outlet for playing in an athletic band, because you have to be in the Corps of Cadets to be in the marching band, of course. So this gives them another outlet. You know, they get to play on ESPN, they get to play for college basketball, and they get, you know, it's a really fun band. Right. It's a way for them to have fun and to continue to play their instruments in college. And like I say, without the requirement of being in the Corps of Cadets, and which is great, by the way. It's a student organization that's sponsored by the athletic department, so it's a sponsored organization, which means it has a budget and a director. It's not just run by the students. This is our 13th year. This is my 13th year of doing the band. Yeah, it's amazing. And of course, I've been through four presidents and three ADs and three football coaches, and of course, we've been able to experience the resurgence of Aggie basketball over the past 13 years, which has of course included, you know, of course, Gary Blair's been the women's coach the whole time, but through the Billy Gillespie years and the Mark Turgeon years and now the Billy Kennedy years, so it's been quite an adventure.
Okay, so that's the story of the Hullabaloo Band. But what about Chris Holler? Well, he does have other jobs. Matter of fact, you can hear him and a group playing in town. Yeah, Chris is the drummer.
I have 2 degrees from the University of Tennessee, and both my degrees are in jazz performance. Once I graduated, I've been a professional drummer for a long time, and I played very actively in East Tennessee, and I even drummed at Dollywood for a couple of years. And before I became a band director, I was a drummer. Yeah, it was a great experience, but it was tough when that profession can be tough when you want to have a family and you want to have a house and you want to have a consistent income and all those things. And that's one reason why I really decided to get into teaching. I always wanted to get into teaching, but I wanted to, my younger years, I wanted to do as much playing as possible. So when I decided to become a band director and came to Texas, I would always want to find an outlet for me to continue playing even in my later years. And I've been able to find that in College Station. I play around town. I play at Luigi's Patio Restaurante on Saturday nights with a lot of different artists. I'm pretty much a regular with a local pianist named Greg Tivis, who's a fantastic jazz piano player. And I play at the Burleson County Cowboy Church in Caldwell, Texas. I have to give a shout out to those guys. I used to play some big Methodist churches in Knoxville, and I really enjoy the Cowboy Church. It's a different thing, but I enjoy it. There's great people and great spirit in that church. And then I play at Santa's One. I drum at Santa's Wonderland every year in late November and December. And I'm the house drummer at Santa's Wonderland. And it's enough playing. It's enough to keep me on the drums, which is what I always want to do.
So you see Chris Holler at the basketball games directing the Hullabaloo Band, and now you know more about what else he does. Chris Holler, and that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Yeah, your toilet's definitely clogged, but I think I found the problem. Sir, is this your action figure?
Yes, I sent him in to check out the pipes.
As a small business owner, you've got enough to deal with. Let the experts at Progressive insure your business so you can focus on more important things. With over 30 commercial, auto, and business coverage options, we'll build a plan that's right for you.
I got something else. Are these toy cars?
Had to send in backup.
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Okay. This date in 2006, after a dump truck backed into Curtis Gokey's car, he sued the city of Lodi, California for $3,600.
Okay.
The city denied the claim since Curtis, a city employee, was himself driving the dump truck.